It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Hi, you're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter podcast, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts and the only live and interactive podcast recorded in our studios at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, you heard at the start, Shona, that's the woman's name that does the voiceover there, saying it's Jeremy and Katie, but it is in fact just Jeremy today. Katie is not well, and it is just me and Amanda, who's obviously looking after your calls and texts today. So it's myself and Amanda. But for all intents and purposes, it's only me you will hear on this conversation, which is fine. I'm well able to do it on my own, okay? So it's just my opinion. No Adrian, no Katie, just me. And what we want to talk about on today's podcast, we had planned on talking about it 2 weeks ago. But of course, after what happened with that tragic incident and that teenager who sadly passed away, Grace Lynch in Fingus, 2 weeks ago, we decided it would be prudent to leave it for a couple of weeks and let the family grieve. But we did say at the time, it's a topic that has to be discussed because it is a serious issue. I don't think there's one person listening to this podcast now who hasn't had some sort of run-in with a scrambler bike at this stage, because they are absolutely everywhere. And I'll tell my story in a while as well. But the government are considering a huge clampdown on the use of scrambler bikes. Now, people were saying to us on social media, oh, well, that ban has always been in place. Well, you see, it's quite a tricky one, and we're going to talk to someone who knows more than we do about scramblers. But if you have, my understanding is if you have tax and insurance on a scrambler bike, you can use them on the road. Now, I'm open to correction on that. But I'll be reading out a WhatsApp in a moment from someone who is a scrambler user and who is saying that the ban is not fair because he's a responsible scrambler user. So there's two types of scrambler bike users. There's the young fellas, the muppets that go up and down the road on the bikes with no care for anything. And I just want to say from the offset, we can't talk about that particular case involving Grace Lynch of Fingus because that is before the courts now. But we can talk generally about the use of scrambler bikes. So you have the person that goes up and down the road on the scrambler with his mate hanging on the back with no care for anybody. And then you have someone like the listener who contacted us, who we'll hear from in a while, who uses it up in a field to do scrambling on the bike. And he thinks that we're lumping everybody in together. Anyway, let's get some background on this whole scrambler thing, because I'm not a scrambler user. I don't know anything about it. Ken, your own opinions matter. How are you?
Not too bad, Jerry.
Good. Do you use a scrambler at all?
No, but I've been involved in motorcycling all my life now. I'm close to retirement now. So I kind of know a bit about it. I've friends that are competitors. So I was a Formula 2 champion of Ireland at one stage myself. But if just getting to the point, because I'm a bit short on time, if the debate simply centres around scramblers, well, then we've lost the plot. It's absolutely nothing to do with the make of the bike, whether it's Japanese, German, English, or comes from Mars. It's the purpose by which it's being used and the types of individuals that are using them. All the people who really know very little about, mainly TDs, are jumping on this word scrambler. The amount of stolen bikes in working class areas that are going unrecovered is huge. And these are the bikes, along with scramblers. It's just scrambler is the type of bike. But these are the bikes, Yamahas, Kawasaki's, Suzuki's, all stolen, never recovered, on the back wheel throughout the working class areas. Those that don't know anything about motorcycles are simply saying it's scramblers. It's not scramblers. You have a massive breakdown in law and order for a variety of reasons, where these guys take, just when you have a situation where one of the guys involved in the illegal use of these bikes is killed and there's a funeral. We've all seen
that happened only last year as well, yes.
Yeah, we've all seen the media cover where the guys, all his friends show up with guards present and they're up and down the road giving the thumbs to everybody, completely immune to any law and order that exists within the country. And why? There's a further extension then where we have a wash of foreign registration cars throughout the whole of Ireland for very good reasons. that are here, and lots of them have invalid insurance. You have the use of L plates and these other things on motorways where the M50 is constantly blocked as a result of a mistake being made by an inexperienced driver.
Okay, well, let's talk about the scramblers then, because that is what's in the news. The government have planned a crackdown. To the best of your knowledge, was the use of scramblers on main roads not always illegal? Or was it only if they were tax insured?
You'll probably hear later on from other people. There are bikes that are produced off the assembly line that are road compliant. They have lights, indicators, and all that sort of stuff, and registration plates. Now, some of the scrambler bikes don't have, because they're primarily sold for the use of competition. So they're never going to see the public highway. But again, I made the point...
To cut across here. The fella, this happened about, I'd say, it was actually just before Christmas. I was driving up Crumlin. And by the way, if you're from Crumlin and you've witnessed anything of this, because I've seen this, this is a big problem in Crumlin. I was driving up Crumlin, up one of the main roads in Crumlin, and this scrambler came right towards me on the same side of the road as me, and there were no lights. I could see there was no lights on the bike because it was dark, it was evening time, no registration plates. They're obviously being used illegally. If they don't have reg plates and they don't have lights, they are not roadworthy scramblers. Is that correct?
Correct, Jeremy. And what's more importantly is that 600 Kawasaki or Suzuki that's stolen, with the ignition pulled off and the registration pulled off, the cells are not detected. That's just as dangerous as the scrambler. It's the individual that's on it and his ability to do whatever he damn well likes with no consequence, good, bad or indifferent, from the law enforcement agencies. So it's not the type of bike.
So
it's the purpose by which it's being used.
So the Gardaí, I don't know if the law has changed, but up until last year, the Gardaí were given permission to be able to pursue scrambler, young fellas on scrambler bikes. Do you think that's a good idea that they do pursue them, or is that just what they want? They want to chase? Because let's be honest, if a Garda is chasing two young fellas on a scrambler bike, the lads on the scrambler bike are going to get away from them because, you know, it's faster than a car, it can go in and out of traffic and stuff like that. Should the Gardaí continue to chase young fellas on scramblers?
Well, you give me an alternative to it. Because if they chase me, if I was, for instance, in my car on my bike and I decided to break a checkpoint on the road, I'd expect to be chased. So I don't understand the point you're making, Jeremy.
Well, the point is that a lot of people have been saying in the last couple of weeks since that tragic incident in Finglas, that the Gardaí have stopped pursuing. Now, in the case, and we can't really talk about that, in that case it was slightly different, but the Gardaí, a lot of the time, will not pursue young fellas on scrambler bikes.
Yeah, but Jeremy, I'm not here to bash the guards, but if the guards won't chase them, well then the game is up. Because you can't expect men and women in the community to go out and do it. Like it is illegal activity, and if they have found a loophole, or whether it's just apathy on behalf of those responsible who are earning money protecting the citizens, that they just simply say, "I'm not going after them."
Okay, sure, Ken, why can't we just ban the sale of them? Like, just before we came on to record this podcast, I went online to see if I could buy myself a scrambler bike, okay? And I went on to Dundeal.ie. I'm not saying Dundeal are to blame for it, but the first thing that comes up on Dundeal is a 2016 scrambler bike. It's a fairly big bike, for sale in Ballyjames, Duff County, Cavan, for only 180 quid. And this looks like the engine size is a 140cc, so, I mean, it's not a huge engine, but it'll go fast enough. Why or how am I able to buy something like that?
Because you're able to buy any motorcycle in the country if you want it. It's what you do with it when you buy it. And what's the case about my Yamaha of last year that was stolen and never recovered, but was seen around a particular working class area for months on end on its back wheel? What's the difference between that and a scrambler?
And did you never get that back? No.
No, no.
Jesus.
No, and like, there's been protests, and the statistics are there. The recovery rate is almost non-existent.
But I'm wondering, if I were to contact the seller of this scrambler bike. So again, it's 180 quid, which is relatively cheap. It's a 140cc bike from 2016, and 180 quid, most young fellas would have that money in their back pocket. I wonder, would there be any restriction age-wise on someone selling me something like that? Say if I was a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old. I presume
no, that wouldn't. Anybody can buy that. It's actually a Japanese engine because they don't make them at 140cc's that are built in Europe or Japan.
Okay.
But the reality is that some parent could buy that, or some young lad could buy that, and he could go off in a controlled environment, which is the motocross and grass track clubs throughout the whole of Ireland, and use it quite legally and use it for good entertainment and good sport and develop his own social skills through the sport itself. But that's it's, you see, everybody keeps homing in on the bike. The bike is not the problem. It's when the bike gets into the hands of somebody who decides to use it for a purpose by which it wasn't built, in an area by which it's not allowed, and can do so without any fear of any consequences, good, bad, or different. That's the problem.
Stay there for a second, if you don't mind. If you want to get in on this, if you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. As I said, if you go on to Dundeal, you will find so many different scrambler bikes that are for sale at the moment, varying in price from, I mean, some of them are proper bikes worth 11 grand. But I said that particular scrambler, under 200 quid just to buy a scrambler bike. I could go up, buy that in Cavan today and be riding it up and down on the main roads by this evening. And I could be someone, a little scumbag that has absolutely no care for the rules of the road or no care for the safety of other people. I did mention Crumlin and my run-in with a guy in a scrambler there at Christmas time. And I have another message, and I won't read out the message yet because I just want to see if we can get this particular fella on. But this is absolutely shocking what happened in a park in Crumlin. Let me go to Tanya. Tanya, how are you?
Grant, how are you?
Good. What do you want to say about this?
I think the whole thing should be banned. But I do. Yeah, I do 100%. But it is banned in anyway, Jeremy. But that man is 100% what he's saying is right. My partner's bike got stolen. Never seen it. Seen the young fellas. Never got it back. Told the guards where it was. Still didn't get it back. Now, I live in Cardiff and I go through fingers every day, and I do have grandkids in my car, and many a times they've went into nitty back of my car. I've skidded across the roads with these bikes going down and having young lads, two young lads on the bike underage. Now, I do blame the parents because the parents know they're on them. They go in and out of houses on them. They know the young fellas going around on the roads with them, especially around Cardiff and Blanche and Finglas. And I just think it's so fucking dangerous. Sorry for cursing.
No, you're right. You're
but
actually
the guards,
right to curse.
The guards do need to take a bit control on them, being honest with you. Because if no one's going to chase them, nobody's going to chase them. And that's the way it is. Now, I understand that young fella that wants to be doing the bike in the right way on the dirt bikes, on the off-roads in private land, but still public land they're going on. People still go through the parks.
Okay, well, let's read out his message here, because I didn't read it out yet. So I want you all to have a listen to this. This is why we're talking about it, because this message came from Gav. And Gav says, I don't know why you haven't covered this yet. And I explained the reason we didn't cover it was out of respect for the incident and that tragedy in Finglas. But now we are talking about it. The backlash about scrambler bike users is ridiculous. What happened in Finglas is not on at all. I don't condone it. But how could you, Gav? But now they're talking about banning them all. I'm a scrambler user, never on the road. I do it on a dirt track in South County Dublin near Bray. I'm a responsible owner. It's my hobby. I'm doing no harm. And now I heard that the bikes could be taken off us, which is crazy. You're painting us all with the same brush. That's what he says. What do you make
of
that?
That's fine. If he's got a trailer and he puts that bike on a trailer and brings it to public land where he wants to do it, that's fine. That's okay. He's probably responsible. But there is unresponsible young fellas that goes on these bikes. And I just don't get the parents, because you know Christmas time. I remember when I first moved up to Blanchestown, I lived in Shankill before that. And every Christmas, every morning, you'd see up and down the roads, 5, 6 of them. And they're out about 12, 13 upwards. And the parents are buying these bikes. Now, I think now when they're underage and they're on the bikes and the guard sees them, I think the parents should be prosecuted 100%, because they're the ones that's buying the bike. They're the ones that's storing the bikes in their back gardens, whatever. That's the problem, is the parents as well.
Yeah, but some of these young fellas, I know the young fella, and again, none of them wear helmets, and that's how I could say.
They just wear the hoods and the black things across the face. I've seen them loads of times going up and
that's
down,
all they do.
But up through the traffic, and going through traffic lights as well, while people are crossing the road. Like, there's two instances so far up in Anger. Your man was going through, where her kids were going across the road, and he was ease away through the traffic with the red lights, with the kids, and doing the bike up on one wheel. And then there was another lad down in Mulhuddart with a four-year-old on the back of it. Like, come on. Like, they're never going to stop them until the guards put their foot down and stop and pulling them over and chasing them. You go through a checkpoint. If I went through a checkpoint, the guards are going to come after me, okay? I can take off. My car would do more damage to the public and people on the footpath probably than the bike is, and the guards can crash as well. You know, there's people that's banned off the roads. I have no tax insurance on car, but he's still doing it anyway. These young fellas are still going to do it. Once they're making money on these bikes of going around doing the drugs, they're still going to do it. It's never going to be a full ban. It's never going to stop. That's my opinion.
I want to read out a... we're trying to get this fellow on. Hopefully we'll get him on before the end of
But I understand. Like, people do have hobbies. If he's doing it the right way, putting it on the back of a trailer and not using the road and bringing it up the fields... And obviously private land, because you still can't use it on public.
Well, then you're only
even
talking
if
about
you've
a
private up the mountains. People are still hiking up the mountains.
Yeah, but
that's public land.
So
they
hang
can
on.
Still crash.
Well, I'm confused. Do you want a partial ban or a full ban? Do you want
a full ban? But like a full ban for on the roads, obviously on public roads. But if that young fella like has a land like private land, and he's bringing a trailer and taking the bike off in the private land, that's fine. You do that because that's private land. You know what I mean? People do have hobbies. I do understand that part. But these particular young fellas that's going around with no tax insurance, no license, no helmet, no safety, and no regards for other people on the roads. It's them people.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for a second because I want to read out the message. Read it straight out after the break. And it's interesting. I mentioned the incident that I had in Crumlin with a yup row basically coming towards me. Nearly went over the bonnet of the car. He was on the other side of the road. No helmet, nothing, no lights, no reg plates, nothing. It was absolutely terrifying. And the amount of stories we have coming in about things that have happened with scrambler bikes. Don't go away because I have a very interesting story about something in Crumlin involving a scrambler bike.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, hopefully we'll be able to get this guy on before the end of the podcast. If we don't, we'll talk to him at another stage. But his name is Simon. And here is what Simon says. And when you think about this, this incident from Simon happened a week after that tragic incident in Finglas. So literally a week after the death of Grace Lynch, 16-year-old girl, taken way too soon. A week after the death of Grace Lynch in Finglas, you would imagine that anybody else that owned a scrambler bike, having seen that all over the news, would go, Jesus, I better sell my bike or I'll never take it out again. But this happens a week later. And Simon says, my mother lives in Crumlin, and those scrambler bikes were up in Brickfield, which is a park, for those of you who aren't aware of that area. It's a park that's situated between Drimna and Crumlin. And those scrambler bikes were up in Brickfield at the weekend. Two Muppets on one bike. I was walking through the park with my mother, and one came right up behind us at full speed. It must have been doing about 70. Now, I had to push my mother out of the way. She was blessed. She fell to the ground and hurt her leg. I tried to chase them, but they were way too fast. Absolute scumbags. Please highlight this. My mother spent 18 hours on a hospital trolley with injuries to her leg. From Simon. So there you have it. That's how stupid these people are, that a week after a highly publicised incident in Finglas that resulted in the death of a young girl, they're still going around Brickfield. And the scary thing about that is, that park, Brickfield, my son has played in that park before. Some of my kids, one of my daughters has played in that park before. What in God's name is going through the minds of these absolute cretins? Because that's all they are. A week after that appearing in the news, and they're up in Brickfield going around and nearly knocking a woman over. It's absolutely, it's terrifying. Let me go to Edward, who's been on hold for a long time. Hey, Edward, how are you?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. Now, what do you want to say about this?
Yeah, that's horrible to what happened to Simon's mother. And I agree with Anya. It should be really looked after. It should be really kind of... I agree with them being banned on the road completely. Because I assume they have no sound at all. They have no engine.
Sorry, that they have no engine at all. I know some of them are actually quite noisy.
Yeah, well, I assume they're fully electric, are they?
No, there are electric bikes. There are e-bikes as well, which are like e-scooters. They have no, and by the way, the speed of some of them as well is absolutely crazy. You're right, they have no noise. But a scrambler bike has an engine. It has a very loud and noisy engine. Have you ever been in a park when there's a couple of Muppets on one of them, you will hear it from a mile away. But you want to see an outright ban. What about the guy who contacted us that takes it up at the weekend to a special park and I don't know if there's people around that park, but takes it up to a special park just to do a bit of motocross?
Well, if there's no people around, go ahead and do it, sure. But if there are people around, that's where my concern goes. Because, like, again, if somebody like me was to walk around with the cane and then the scrambler went flying on and, God forbid, they hit them or nearly end up hitting them, sure, it could happen to anyone. Like, so that's where my concern comes when it comes to safety.
No, in fact, for someone like yourself who's visually impaired, you wouldn't stand a chance by the time they came up beside you. As I said, according to this fella, the one in Brickfield in Crumlin was going about 70 kilometres an hour. Now, you get hit by that, that's it. It's game over for you, especially that elderly woman. She wouldn't have stood a chance. And thank God her son, Simon, was there to actually help her. Mark, you are a motocross driver, is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, what do you want to say about this? What's happening?
Well, I think it's unfortunate with what happened, but I definitely do agree with some of the statements anyway that motocross, like all bikes and stuff, should definitely be banned from driving around on the road. But when it comes to people like myself and all the proper motocross riders, I would say, like, it would be a shame if we got a full ban anyway for it, because that's a sport, like, that would be a full sport gone. But like, even just driving around the place there, you see a load of people, a load of young fellas, they'd be popping weedies and everything up on the bikes. And definitely does make me feel ashamed anyway to be a motocross rider, because it's just not who we are. Like,
well, tell me who you are. Where do you do it at the weekend? First of all, how powerful is the scrambler you have?
So it's a 125cc.
Okay, so 125cc. What age were you when you first got it?
I must have been about 12, I'd say.
Oh, wow, okay. And it was done on your own land? It was used on your own private land, was it?
Yeah.
And where do you go to do it now?
There's a motocross club here in Cork, and it's all private land, but it's about a 20-ish minute drive from me. And I do tend to kind of take the bike up there every so often on the road, but I'd have a high-vis hanging off the back of the bike, so, like, I'm seen from a mile away. It's fully legal, all headlights, I have a reg, I have everything that kind of made it elite, like, perfectly legal for it.
And when you were doing it on private land, or this specific track that you have for doing it on, is there any chance of someone coming in contact with one of the bikes?
No, there's no chance at all.
So completely safe?
Completely safe.
So as you were saying, when you see these yuppros, these Muppets going around on the scramblers, that must frustrate you as someone who is like the guy who contacted us, a responsible user.
Yeah, it honestly makes me feel half ashamed to be a motocross rider, because they're kind of making us look how we really aren't. They're just kind of messing around on the bikes, whereas we're kind of doing it for a sport.
But do you not understand, the problem here is the ease at which you can buy them. And again, they're online for sale. I mean, did you buy yours online? Did you just get it secondhand online? Was it that easy to buy?
So my one originally came secondhand, and I would agree they are very easy to buy online, but I also feel that it shouldn't really be the seller's problem of who he's selling it to, because there could be young lads out there that are doing the motocross and they're buying them for that specific reason with not really any back history towards it. So,
and was it not dangerous you got your first scrambler when you were the same age as my son. Was it not dangerous giving a scrambler to someone as young as yourself?
I suppose you could say it's dangerous in some ways, but when you have full protective gear and everything on and you just practice, I suppose you could say you kind of you kind of get used to it, and it becomes less dangerous towards you anyway.
So have you ever been seriously injured on your scrambler?
I've broken my arm once, but I wouldn't really say serious.
No, you could do that playing football as well. Now, the next caller we're about to go to is a woman who believes that you need to find a new hobby, that they're death traps. Mm. You'd obviously disagree with that.
I honestly would disagree with that completely.
Well, Jess, that's you. Death traps, you think he should find a new hobby, should he?
Yeah. They are death machines. They're accidents waiting to happen. Do we not need to see what happened last week?
Well, 2 weeks ago, yeah.
The problem is we have a government that's reactive, not proactive.
Yeah, something should have been done about this a long time ago. We could all see that it was a big problem.
These things have been going around for nearly two decades now, and it took a girl losing her life for us to finally get a handle on it.
Oh, yeah, but hang on, if we had to discuss this like 6 months ago on this podcast, before that tragedy happened, people would have been calling us killjoys, saying that, they're only young fellas, they could be doing worse. I mean, you look at the guy on the line.
You know, they still need to still say that. They're aged to still say that.
But you look at Mark on the other line. Mark, you're 17, is that right, Mark?
That's correct.
He's a responsible user, and you're telling him he can't have that bike.
I just don't agree with him. I think they should be banned.
Well, Mark,
I don't see any good reason to keep these around.
Well, Mark.
Well, I suppose this comes away now a bit from the topic, but you could compare it as well. There's professional drifting. Drifting is where you're hitting the back end of a car out and you're going around a bend. There's professional drifting, where they're drifting on tracks, private land. Now, you still get the Muppets that are doing it out on the public road. Pardon?
I don't care where they do, whether it's private land or public land. You're a fucking idiot. Whether you're drifting, doing the motocross, and you're either going to kill someone or kill yourself. Why are you taking the risk?
It's a sport.
It's not a sport.
You could say the exact same thing about football.
Come on, Matt. No.
Football, rugby, all that can become serious. You can get very serious injuries and things.
Yeah, but you don't fucking die, do you? Come on, compare football to motocross. Who's died more? Let's not play silly buggers now. Come on.
You can go online now. I bet you will not find as many motocross deaths as you think that you will come across.
Well, you think that there's more football deaths? You're just playing silly buggers now.
I'm not saying
God
there's
forbid
more
you
football
want to get a new hobby. Because God forbid, I think that these death traps should be gone.
That was not what my words were now. I said that you think that there will be a lot of accidents in motocross, but you can go online now and you will see that as many as you think there is not that many that has happened during professional motocrossing.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't agree with how easy it is to get hands on them as well. Parents actually buy them for their kids. Sorry, you're not parenting your kids. You're putting your kids' lives in danger buying them these scrambler bikes.
So hang on. He was 12. Mark was 12 when he got his first motocross bike. And you're saying his parents should be shaming themselves?
I think they should, yeah. The most dangerous hobby I had growing up was riding a horse.
Which can also cause serious injury.
I wasn't able to scramble a bike. Again, you're playing silly buggers. Why are you actually trying to defend these death traps? I don't get it.
Because it's a passion. It's what I do. It's how I make money.
And as for the guards saying that they can't chase them, well then train them to chase them. And I'm sorry, if you're getting chased by the guards on your little scrambler bike and you get mangled because the guards are chasing you, I'm sorry, you brought it on your damn self.
No, completely, but
I've no time for these scramblers. I've no time for anyone that rides them. They need to go.
And it
shouldn't have taken an innocent girl's life for us to get a handle on this shit.
No, but you're someone's... Regularly, there are deaths. Now, Mark was saying there are few and far between, but there is enough. This should have happened a long, long time ago, where...
Completely agree, but like I say, we have a reactive government than proactive.
Yeah, but I think you're being unfair.
It's like this with everything. We do something after the worst case scenario happens. Every time the worst case scenario happens, this is when we need to do something about it. This is when we need to get a handle on things. It needs to fucking stop.
But that fella Mark sounds like a responsible bike user, and you're being quite mean to him. Like, he is a responsible bike user.
I don't give a shit, Jeremy, because I'm sick of these fucking scramblers. I grew up in Dingley South. I grew up hearing these things on the road 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I've no time for them. So whether you think I'm being mean, I could not give a shit. I literally could not give a shit.
No, what I just think is you have to differentiate roles running up and down housing estates on them and someone like Mark who uses it as a hobby.
No, I don't differentiate because there is a difference.
But there is a difference. Clearly there is a difference.
If Mark wants to take his life in his hands, by all means, be my guest.
Stay there for a second, Jess. Ross, why are you angry with Jess? What she said that annoyed you?
She has not got a fucking clue. What is she on about? Honestly.
Well, she believes they're all death traps.
So is every other vehicle that has an engine. So are motorbikes on the road.
Yeah, do you want cars banned as well, Jess?
So are trucks. So are boats. So are planes.
No, I don't want cars banned, Jeremy. Don't be so fucking stupid.
But Jess has to understand that these lads have places to go. They have actual motocross tracks. They're insured to go on motocross tracks. There's teams out there that spend a lot of money pumping money into these teams so people go onto tracks. There's trophies. There's like it's an actual sport. How is she so stupid enough to not realise that?
No, I'm not stupid. I just don't think any parent should actually encourage their children take part in this dangerous sport.
Differentiate it, Jess. The lads going around on the scramblers and the e-bikes going around the fucking estates, shooting in between cars and all that. They're the ones we want banned. We don't need the motocross.
No, I'd be happy to see all of them gone. I'd be happy enough to see them all gone. If you think I'm a killjoy for that, that's your problem. I'm sick of seeing these death traps. If you want to take your life in your hands, you be my guest.
And we will, and we won't give two fucks about what you think.
You
listen to yourself for a minute. You're there sitting there telling people, go and do the bikes, be my guest. Jess, there's plenty of people out there that are doing that. They don't care what you think. If they came out tomorrow and said
it's
completely banned, I'd be happy.
Ross, do you use motocross bikes yourself, Ross?
I actually don't, but I'm actually a mountain biker.
Okay, but you're not going to kill anybody with a mountain bike.
I'll tell you one thing. You know TikTok?
Yes. I'm up there regularly.
Okay, so
yeah.
I do a lot of mountain bike in TikTok. And the trails are marked. They have signs all over them. These are mountain bike trails. Please do not walk down them.
And you have people walking down them.
I was going down a trail one day.
I'll have a higher chance of surviving a mountain bike than a scrambler bike. Let's not be stupid.
Go and tell that to the 14-year-old then who snapped his neck.
Was he on the bike?
He was on the bike. And you know what he done, Jess?
Was he wearing the proper equipment?
Oh, he was, but he swerved to avoid two walkers who were walking up a bike trail that had clearly marked bike trail. They shouldn't have been on the trail.
There's wrong on both sides. They shouldn't be walking. No parents would be encouraging their children to take part in dangerous sports.
Listen to yourself, Jess.
You're literally branding everyone you're branding everybody with the same brush, and you're putting those yup bros in the same category. You cannot compare.
Look at you getting on your high horse when if this is a completely different day, you would 100% be on my side and disagreeing with it. So don't be acting smart with me. If this is another day, you'd literally be on the same side as me. You're just playing devil's advocate for the fun of it.
No, sorry, I am on the same side as you, but I'm saying you cannot compare those scumbags, one of the ones that nearly ran over that woman in Brickfield Park the other day. You cannot compare those scumbags in Brickfield Park
Would you be happy enough letting your son do it?
I wouldn't let him near one.
If Luke came up to you and said, Dad, I want to be a motocross driver, would you be happy enough to do it?
Wouldn't let him near it. Absolutely wouldn't let him near it.
Why?
Why is that? Because I think they're dangerous, but each to their own. If someone wants to swim with sharks...
But differentiate. You make sure that he has all the proper equipment that he's doing in the right place. Differentiate. Why won't you do it?
Because I believe they're dangerous, but each to their own. If someone wants to do it on a dirt track... that's up to them. In the same way, Jess, if someone wants to go down
so
to...
No,
I'm not. If someone wants to go to Mondello Park and drive a race car around the track and pay for that, that's dangerous. I'm not going to stand in their way. It's their life.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Okay, Martin, Jess says ban them all, get rid of them all. They're all death traps.
Ah, Jesus. You'd ban every sport, so if that was the case. I usually agree with Jess and quite a bit what she says, but she's way off the mark here on this one. Like, do you know, like, every sport is there. She's talking about horse riding there. How many jockeys break their necks? How many jockeys break their arms and legs in the running of the year? Like, do you know, like, there's many a person on a rugby pitch that's broke their leg or broke their neck or been paralysed. Like, I mean, there's people out there doing MMA and boxing. Like, my kids box. That would be what you'd probably call dangerous because they're getting thumped in the face. you know, even though they have headgear on and pads and everything, you know.
Should we get rid of everything, Jess?
I'm not playing silly buggers. I don't care about boxing, MMA, rugby, whatever. I care about these fucking scramblers and these race cars and everything like that. Why the hell are you taking your chance with a fucking death trap?
But there's a massive difference between people who go into a designated spot to go on a motocross bike or a scramble or whatever you want to call it, and these little wankers that are driving them up and down the streets to Dublin every single day causing hassle. Nobody's causing hassle when you go out to a field, a designated spot, when you're part of a club and you're going up and down whatever you do on a motocross bike, that you've got to get into your head that they're two different things. Like, one is a hobby, the other's just being a scumbag.
You can tell me I need to differentiate, but to me, it's all painted with the same brush. It's all dangerous. It's all death trap. Why the hell are we allowing it?
But why are we allowing it? Because it's a hobby. It's a sport. Sports are inherently dangerous.
Get a new hobby that's not going to kill you.
But sure, and you could be killed out on a football pitch, like.
Oh, would you stop? There's not the same football. It's not the same as getting on a scrambler and taking your life in your hands, for fuck's sake.
But if you're an old enough adult and you want to take your life in your hands, that's completely up to you. Like you can't tell me rugby isn't a dangerous sport.
Let's just allow these fucking death traps around. All right, okay.
But I'm not saying let them around the streets. I'm saying when you've got a designated park, a designated track for them to be used, don't see what the problem is. It's like saying that lad that's
having a designated area.
Do you think that's dangerous?
Having a designated area for these scramblers or whatever the hell, it's the same as saying, yeah, have the injection centres for junkies. Do your illegal activities here. That's what that says to me.
There's a massive difference between illegal drugs and people who are, you're saying scramblers is just as bad as heroin, is it?
Having a dirt bike track and having an injection centre, they're the same thing. Do your illegal activities
stop,
here.
Yeah, stop. Honest to God. I usually agree with nearly everything you say, but you're way off the mark there on that one. Like, way off the mark.
I would agree
with you if you're on about them. Why are you way off the mark? Because this started about that poor girl that got killed or whatever, and these little scumbags going around the streets.
Why did it take that to happen for us to get a handle on it? They've been going around for 2 decades. How did it only take Grace's death to do something about it?
Because our government is too busy fucking shipping money off to foreign countries and inviting the world and not giving a shite what's actually going on.
Jesus, we have to make Scrambler Bike the topic about immigration as well, Mark.
I couldn't agree more on that one. We have a reactive rather than proactive.
They're up to the arse of other things. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know, they're more important. They're more about voting on giving, not allowing disabled people get a €400 one-off winter payment. Do you know, when they should be looking at this, things like this that's actually going on. But yeah, what's going on?
But here's the thing, Martin. Oh, as long as you have these death traps, and that's what they are, as long as you have them for sale online, what is to stop 18 and 19-year-old young fellas buying them?
Oh, absolutely nothing is to stop them. But when the guards are chasing them, they should be allowed what they call tactical contact, where they can just tip the back wheel or tip them at a certain speed and knock them off. But like, you know there, Jeremy, that fella, if he went over your bonnet, he'd try and fucking sue you, the scumbag.
Oh, completely.
There's no two ways about it, like.
And you know what? I want to say this to everybody. I don't know if you have one, Martin. Have you got a dash cam on your car?
I haven't, but I should, I suppose.
I am going out to get one this weekend. I'm going to go to Halfords and get one because that was going through my mind when I saw him coming towards me. It's like, if he crashes into me, I will get the blame on that and I'll end up having to pay money to some little scumbag who just, because obviously he's not insured. Everybody should have a dash cam on their cars so that in instances like that, that you can prove that it was not you that was at fault, because it's always, and I swear to God, the speed that this fella was coming at me. By the way, getting back to that message about what happened in Brickfield Park last week, remember, that's a week after that incident in Fingus. The amount of people who are now messaging us from Crumlin and Drimna saying that it is a huge, huge issue in that particular park with scrambler bikes. And I have to be honest with you guys, you know, during the good weather, my son has often been up there playing football in Brickfield. I would be very, very wary about letting him up there to play again, having heard that. It's absolutely shocking. It really is. You should be able to go into a park without the fear and the worry of a scrambler taking you out of it. Let me go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to say on this?
Good. Great to talk to you.
You too.
I just have, like, my opinion on this would be that, you know, scramblers are not for our roads. They're not for our parks. They're not for our public areas. I agree with other people saying that it's a sport and, yes, people enjoy the sport and all that. But, I mean, that's a sport. That's a separate thing. These guys are going around on scramblers in parks where people are walking, where people have their children, where people are enjoying a public space. And now it's getting to a point where people are actually losing their lives because people are being so erratic and irresponsible on these scramblers. Like, if you hit by a scrambler, I mean, we've just seen what happened to that burger last week. Like, I mean, it's worse than being hit by a car going at full speed. And these are people going around in our actual parks and our public areas. I think if the government can't get a hold on it, and the Gardaí can't get a hold on these people going around on scramblers, there needs to be a ban, because you can't kind of have it one way.
So sorry, are you talking about a ban on selling them? Because I think we need a ban on selling them if we're serious about this, because that's how
absolutely, because people they're getting their hands on them and they're abusing the use of them. They shouldn't be. If they're going to buy a scrambler and have a scrambler and use it, you use it in an area where it's appropriate. You don't go, you know, using it in an area where, you know, people are walking through parks, flying down pedestrian crossings on roads. I mean, that poor girl was crossing a road. Like, she was at a pedestrian crossing and she got hit by one, and she's now, you know, not with us anymore, God love her. And I just think that, you know, it's a lot more of a serious issue than just, oh, well, somebody was, you know, going down the road on a scooter. Like, it's not the same thing.
But I think we all agree that they should be, well, they are illegal on our roads because they're not taxed and insured. Okay, so we all agree that they should be off the roads. But what about the young fellas that are using it as a pastime at the weekend?
But it's not a pastime. If you're going to use a scrambler as a pastime, you use it in an area where it's appropriate. Like, you go up the mountains with her and you scramble through woods and stuff like that.
But how do we differentiate, and how do we pass a law for no young fellas on the roads, but you can go up the mountains and go into a track and do it? How do the guards enforce that?
Well, they enforce it the same way they enforce every other law in this country when it comes to using roads. I mean, there has to be a law put in place where, you're only allowed to use motorbikes and, you know, mopeds driving to and from work and all of that. I mean, there's a law there in place. There has to be the same law applied. They should have to be, even have a license to get one. Like, you have to get a license to drive a motorbike on our roads.
Yeah, but you don't need a license to buy a car. As far as I know, you can buy a secondhand car.
You don't need a license to buy a car, but you should need, I mean, you don't need a license to buy a motorbike either, but you need a license to drive one. You need a license to drive a car.
But do you honestly think any of these young fellas going around on scramblers, do you think they care about licenses and insurance and stuff like that?
Of course. They don't care if there's a law brought in, they have to have one to use one. It's the same thing as anything else. They brought in a law tomorrow saying you now have to have a license to use a scrambler. There has to be some sort of a license there for you to actually access one and use one. The same as a motorbike, the same as, if they wanted to do something enough, they would do it. They would. You have to wear helmets on those scramblers as well. Like, no, I mean,
I've never seen those young fellas with helmets.
Never seen one wearing a helmet. Never seen one wearing any protective gear. Never seen one wear. The only time that they will use those is responsible ones that are going up the mountains to use them properly and actually get the fun out of it using the scramblers properly when they're out of the way of public areas where they can actually kill people.
Yep. See, I think you're talking sense, Susan. Thanks very much for your call. We go to Paul in 1 second. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, we are talking about the scrambler issue in Ireland, which is not a new issue. A lot of people would imagine that it is because it was all over the news. But it's terrible that it takes a tragedy like that tragic incident in Finglas involving a 16-year-old Grace Lynch. It takes something like that to bring this debate to the fore. And in fact, I was just reminded by our Amanda, who's researching here today, that we did a topic on scrambler bikes a year and a half ago on this podcast, and there was little or no reaction to the topic. Because she is looking, we have a log, obviously, of the amount of calls that come in for different topics. And she's just informed me in my ear that the last time we spoke about scramblers a year and a half ago, there was little or no reaction to it. Now, what that says to me is people did not have an issue with scrambler bikes prior to this incident that happened in Finglas last month. So it takes something like that. So we did this topic a year and a half ago. And people were like, let them have their fun. Let them have their fun. It doesn't bother me. They're not harming anybody. And then as soon as this tragedy happens, then people get an opinion on it. And it shouldn't take something like that to get people annoyed about it. People should have been annoyed about it before then, because it's been going on for years. So many times I've been driving down the road and I've seen these gobshites belting up and down the road, doing wheelies and all that. Like, it's crazy. Paul, what do you want to say on this?
I think when there was an incident there 2018, there was a man and his wife just lying in the sun, and went over and crushed his head, and he's typically like a vegetable state now. So that's when I think he should have dealt with that.
Yes, that was back in the summer of
18, I think it was.
The summer 2018.
He was just lying on the grass, just sunbathing.
Now, last year he settled his, and by the way, he deserves every penny, he settled his court action for $5.2 million, which he deserves every penny. They were sunbathing, wasn't it? I'm trying to remember, they were sunbathing in a park.
He was just lying there with his partner, yeah, just enjoying the sun, yeah. And so, he came over the hill behind him and then went walking down his head.
So even after that happening, I think his name is, I'm just looking up there, Yablek Avitan was his name. He was 39 years of age, had just moved to Ireland from Lithuania to begin a new life when a scrambler motorbike came over a hill and collided with the couple. Yeah, I remember that story back then.
Like you would have thought that you would have dealt with it then, rather than this girl mightn't have died, you know, if you had done it quicker than what you've done.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. Should have been a wake-up call. When that happened, people should have gone, I hear, lads, this cannot continue. And in fact, at the time, and up until very recently as well, his partner was regularly speaking out in the news about the danger of these bikes. And again,
and no one was kind of listening to it. He went and listened to it now.
And nobody listened. But the fact that even after this being all over the news, last week in Crumlin, in a park in Crumlin, young fellas were still going up and down. What that says to me, I don't know if it says it to you as well, but what that says to me, Paul, is that they don't give a shit, these young fellas. They don't care.
No, they don't care. They don't see dangers. They don't care about anyone else that they're going to endanger someone. They don't think of that, you know.
So do you want to see an all-out ban as well?
I think they should be banned, yeah. Like, scramblers are really for off roads. They're for tracks. Proper door tracks, you know. That's kind of what they were redesigned for.
So leave them...
Or in a professional play, in a professional club or something that you can join, you know.
Okay, but again, I'll ask you the question. How do we stop people buying them online, like I was able to do today?
You just have to find out... The guys just have to find out the companies that are selling them and just close them down, that's it. And just tell them they just can't sell them in Ireland, and that's it.
Yeah, but they're being privately sold. So how do you clamp down on that?
And you should have ID and you should have, you know, certain information before you can get them. And then the problem is the guys can't catch them either. That's the big problem here.
And I think
I know in England they have scramblers. The guys have scramblers in their police stations.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, they can actually catch these, yeah. They actually have them in England, yeah. I seen an episode there a couple of years ago and there was a scrambler out and they had a helicopter out and they had a scrambler chasing them.
See,
the guards can't get them anymore, you know.
Yeah,
they just can't catch them.
And you're putting the guard's life in danger as well, chasing after someone on a...
I know you're not, by law, you're not supposed to chase them anyway.
I just think the parents of these young fellas, thank you for your call, by the way, the parents of these young fellas need to sit them down, Paul, and have a serious chat with them and explain to them the danger that they are putting people's lives in. But again, you're not dealing with rational people here. One last call on this. By the way, the reaction to this has been unbelievable, the amount of people that want to talk about it. John, how are you? Hello, John.
Hey, John. How's it going, Jeremy?
Good.
What's going to take in this day and age for the Irish government to get their head out of the hole and turn around and realise that it takes a certain young girl to die? and then for them to only react over what's going on, and they should be totally banned. And another thing as well, the Irish government needs to turn around and do one thing if you want this problem to go away and stop completely. Build them a dirt track. Do we have to do? Build them a dirt track. I agree with that. There's no problem there. I'm not going to be a complete killjoy about it. Build them a dirt track and then they're happy. But the Irish government won't put their fucking hand in their pocket because they're too fucking miserable. And this is what's happening in this country.
Yeah, but hang on, why should the government pay to keep these young fellas?
And because at the end of the day, Jeremy, the young girl is at the toilet. It's time to act right now.
No, but hang on, I would imagine, even if they do, and by the way, there are motocross tracks all over Dublin. In fact, there's four, as far as I can see, in Dublin and the surrounding areas. A lot of these young fellas, and I'm not talking about the Finglas case in particular, but a lot of these young fellas don't want to be on a track. They want to be going up and down the roads of their housing estates. They don't want to be doing it on a track. So why should my tax money and your tax money go towards building a track for these young fellas?
Because at the end of the day, the problem is going to escalate and get worse if nothing is done about it. That's what I'm trying to explain. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, these people are there. These people are on the roads causing destruction every day of the week. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And how bad is it where you are? What part of the Dublin are you in?
Well, I live up in Pompey there, you know. So it's fairly okay, but you see them roaming around on and off, you know.
And on the main road?
On the main roads, and then passing out cars, and cars have to slow down and stop and the whole lot and everything else, you know. Like I said, I'm not being a killjoy about the situation. It is a sport in a way, but like, it needs to stop as well, and you need to just be put into all the door tracks, and then make it legal in the door tracks only, not on main roads where innocent people have to go along in their cars and go about their business during the day or whatever it may be.
I'm sorry, John, in Poppentry where you live, is this a daily occurrence in Poppentry?
Yeah, well, mainly, yeah. It's up and down the roads all the time, like, and then, you know, up and down the roads and then passing out cars and all that, yeah.
And have you been walking or in your car when you came across them?
No, I'm only on a push bike myself. You know, I'm only on a normal push bike, so I'm not doing any harm to the road.
No, but I'm saying you wouldn't stand a chance if one of them hit off you.
Oh, no, we'd be gone, we'd be dead. Do you know what I mean? If I'd not to swerve out of the way on the push bike, you know? But like,
have you contacted any of the local representatives in Poppentry, any councillors or politicians to get them to sort it out?
Not really, no, because it's still out in trouble, you know. So I just leave it to the government to do that, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, something should be done about it, and even give them a dual track in a brand new dual track in Dublin and let them roam around in that evening, you know what I mean? And then they'll be all happy, and then there'll be no bleeding butter on the roads, any bleeding more once they have to dual track.
No, but that's not the way it would happen. As Paul just pointed out there on Facebook, he says you can build 100 dirt tracks and those scroats will still use public roads. And that is a fair point, John, because that's what happened with, you know, myself and Adrian have been talking about joyriding for years. On our radio shows and on this podcast, and people have said, build a racetrack and they won't joyride cars anymore. That's not the way it works in the minds of these young fellas, because they want to chase. They want to be driving and rallying up and down Cherry Orchard, and they want the guards chasing after them. They don't want to be on a racetrack. Building a racetrack is only wasting taxpayers' money, because they want the thrill. They like doing things that are illegal. That's the idea. They like doing things that are illegal. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, and by the way, it was strange, I'm sure, for you listening to it with just one person. But as I mentioned at the start, Katie is sick at the moment. She's not well. And Adrian's away on holidays. So it is just me and Amanda in this studio today. And I hope I didn't cause you too much distress on your ears. Don't forget, if you want to follow our podcast and get a notification every time we post a new one, click like and subscribe on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And if there is a topic you think we should be covering on this podcast, WhatsApp us 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. And who knows, your subject could be discussed on the next edition of Opinions Matter. And we will talk to you on the next one. Have a great day. Goodbye.